This is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Talk about, take those pictures down, check it out. Truth or consequence, say it aloud. Use that evidence, race it around.
Good. Thanks. The song's on the third record. It's called Next Year. It sounds like this.
In Somerville. You are listening to WFO in Medford. It's 9:10 a.m. It's a beautiful day. Sky is blue. And 55 degrees is the high for today.
The sea take is it or leave
it. You gotta speak up per usual.
Well, last time the mic was not on.
Yeah, this time it's on.
Alright, well then we're good.
Last time on DHR, I said shipped, son, in reference to Zach's Squidward hat, which is now shipped.
It has been shipped.
And then I said son, as in, you know, I'm excited about the the sunshine outside. It's beautiful weather.
Yeah, so today I have an email. It says, Ron Meetingham 23, Sassy Celebs has shipped your order, son. It doesn't say that part.
It's his dad's company. They make hats.
Yeah, Sassy Celebs. That's him. And I'm Ron Meetingham 23.
Steven Graziano. Steve? He loves Squidward hats. And he loves shipping them. And he's a sassy celeb. At least in the eyes of Larry.
Jerry.
Whatever.
Sassy Celebs located in San Diego, California. They have shipped, and my order note from Ron Meetingham says this hat is absolutely in caps off the hook.
Did he actually say that?
No, I said that. Ron Meetingham.
You're Ron Meetingham.
I'm Ron Meetingham 23. I said that to Sassy Celebs upon ordering. And Sassy Celebs responded with the very personal, thank you for your order. Your order should be shipped in 3 to 5 days. Once shipped, your order should arrive in 3 to 5 business days or 7 to 14 for international orders.
Wait, so you actually ordered that hat under the name Rob Meetingham?
Ron Meetingham.
Ron, you did that.
I did that. Well, no, I mean, it's like the shipping address and everything is
Zachary Graziano.
It's Zachary Graziano. But the...
But your username.
My username on Etsy is Ron Meetingham 23. Because I didn't want to have a public profile with my name on Etsy because I don't make anything. And so what?
Well, so what's the point of having a private profile if you're going to say it on the radio where everyone's listening?
Oh, no. Oh, ship.
San Diego, more like Sandy Lego. Boom. Roasted. We gotta play Legos more often.
Dude, we're gonna be playing so many Legos in the hypothetical dream space.
I would be so down to go to the Lego store and spend about, you know, $15,000 on Legos. I'm gonna steal a car, sell it, and then spend all the money on Legos. Is it Jumbo Days today? Jumbo Day is more like Jumbo Lame.
More like Jumbo Boom. Haze. It might be Jumbo Days today.
Well, I see a person carrying balloons.
So, if you're looking to join us in the studio today, you can always give us a call. 855-915-WMFO. Today's a special day where we're gearing up toward the end of the season. So you'll catch us dancing in the studio. You'll catch us singing in the studio. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes action that you just can't get from listening to the radio show. So always feel free to give us a call.
We should Facebook Live a radio show.
Oh, definitely.
Before the end of the year.
Probably next one.
Maybe the season finale, series finale.
But
ship.
We're gonna head on over to a song soon. Before we do that, we've got a little surprise for you.
Sure.
And that little surprise.
What aux cord are you on?
Two.
All right.
That little surprise is the traffic report!
Boom! Yay! How many cars we got on the road? What shape, color, and size are they? How many of them are backed up in a row? How many of them are gonna hit go when the light turns green? I'm a green machine. We got red car, blue car, yellow car, yeah. That's what I said when I get mad. Say hi to my dad. Bad. But we go to get coffee at Boston Ave Dunkin' Donuts. We call that B-A-D-D bad. And now for your traffic report.
Well,
the intersection of Boston and College Aves. That's a four-way intersection, Mr. Krabs. We got the Memorial Steps in Anderson Hall. Come on down College Ave and you'll get to the other Dunkin' Donuts.
That's the traffic report.
Well, how many cars are there?
Well, there's like...
And we're sitting on the grass and we're looking at all the cars and the light turns red and the walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Beep. 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 The pedestrians go and the cars all stop. The 96 bus just picked up people from its last stop. We're going to Medford Square through West Medford. Did I say the 96? Oh, I meant the 94. 96 is going the other way. Heading straight over to Davis Square before it goes to its last stop in Harvard Square. Hope you got your Charlie card, because that's got your fare on it. Hope you got at least $2 to spare on it. If you're going to the T, that's going to be an easy thing to do, because we got another exchange, and that'll actually be cheaper than if you took it the trips individually with cash. I love Boston Transit. I go to the red line and then to the green line. We're coming back the other way on a Lyft line. That's Lyft's equivalent of Uber pool. That's what all the kids do when they want to be cool. Our Lyft driver yesterday took a wrong exit. He was really cool, but I think he voted for Brexit. The Lyft cost $30. That's real whack. $7.50 a piece. I should have bought a snack, because that Lyft took forever, and I was real hungry at the end. Zach Graziano is one of my closest friends. Could you say the traffic report, please? We got lots of students walking up the hill for jumbo days. One of the best ways to make egg salad is with chopped hard-boiled eggs and mayonnaise. If you just take out the yolks and blend them real fine, keep the egg whites, you put them in, and you got a deviled egg.
All right, there's four cars lined up.
When I buy used textbooks, I buy them only on Chegg. Amazon's for losers.
Whoa! Why take another test? Take the GRE.
Why take another test? Take the GRE. That's been your traffic report. Let's play some music. Let's
play a song.
If you will stop to live.
That was Moonlight or Flashlight from the our first 100 Days compilation. Our first 100 Days is a 100 song compilation to inspire progress and benefit a cause for change. All proceeds, the sales of the songs on said compilation, go to organizations that resist fascism. And find it at ourfirst100days.bandcamp.com.
Seems nice. King of all the animals from Anna. Okay. So we did traffic report. That was good.
We used to have other things that we used to do.
We had name a thing in the station. Or I did at least for a while.
Yeah, that was when you were a sad, lonely show.
That was lonely show time, yeah.
Yeah.
Those were not the days. If you'd like to participate in our Comp 40 Work Habits Survey, we will be administering that in today's lab. Hope to see you there.
Oh, I'd love to participate.
I'm trying to see where people work.
Not Halligan.
I know, that's the issue.
Sorry that your building is terrible and far away.
It is far away, yeah. I mean, that's kind of important to us. Okay.
It's important to you to be far away?
It's important to... I don't know what I was saying. Moving right along.
It's important that we cultivate the department in complete isolation from the rest of the school.
I think that the bots, when they're doing the show, will have enough information to actually recreate the entire Comp 40 curriculum.
that may be true.
we love the bots, and we love our class. All right, Let's play one more song here while we just kind of get our bearings. It's early on a Friday morning. We woke up, less than an hour ago.
Did we just say low?
Low?
Low, less than an hour ago.
Lo and behold, I didn't say that.
What? Well, why not?
You want to go to the Red Sox tomorrow?
Maybe, yeah.
We could go with the other Zach.
Perhaps.
Two Zachs and a Charlie. So I had a lot of friends over last night, and at one point in the night, I said everyone's name in sequence, and I think people really responded well to that.
I ignored it.
And, no, you did. You looked when it was your name. Everyone was waiting for their name.
Well, I'm always looking for because when you're in a room with someone else who has your name, it's very disorienting.
That's true.
You're looking all over the place.
We got a pair of Zachs. It's a very tough situation.
Yeah. Well, there was once a trio of Zachs.
Who was the third Zach?
So I ran into Z Flick at the Commons, or no, at Hotung One once before winter break, and then Zach Lowenstein was behind me on the line.
Oh wow!
And they didn't know each other. So I was the bridging Zach. I knew both Zachs.
Bridge Zach, it's classic. So
we started off with got two Zachs. And then I looked behind me and I said, we've got two Zachs. And then the three of us kind of like all came together and said, we've got three Zachs.
Now that is something else. If if you heard a shout out the window in advertisement of WMFO and you're listening in on your cell phone, why don't you call in to the station, 855-915-9636, or call my personal cell phone, 781-535-2768, or enter my social security number at any Wendy's location for a free burger, 030-350-6211. If you notice carefully, that was not the right number of digits for a social security number. Which one was wrong? I'll never know. That wasn't anything close to my social security number.
Just like you've never committed
fraud. I have never committed fraud. Thank you for clearing the air. I have never and will never commit fraud.
It pained me so much to speak the sentence.
I would never even think of it. I don't even know what fraud is. That's probably half the reason I committed it.
Don't worry, he's clean.
Hey, so let me, why don't you tell us all about your car insurance, huh?
No, we're not going to speak about that.
All right. Roommates.
We're gonna keep that one for friends only.
Friends only.
Friends only.
That one's just for the friends.
We don't broadcast that one to the client.
let's play some more music.
Yeah, we can play more.
New music here on WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm digging through the trash.
So earlier this week, Zach was quite sick. He just had a nasty cold or flu, something like that, and he looked like he was on death's doorstep, as they say. But he got better. And why don't you tell us about your Wednesday, Zach?
I'll tell you just about my week, notwithstanding what happened on my Wednesday. Sunday night, really, I was going to sleep with the shakes, the aches, and the, well, not the cakes. There were no cakes. So I really, really couldn't fall asleep. At around, 4 hours into my attempt at lying down, a vast cold came over me. A shiver took my entire body, and I woke up the next morning in a state of not knowing where or who I was. I went to meet with my Comp 40 partner at around 12:30 on Monday afternoon, where I nearly passed out. I decided I needed a sugary beverage, so I got a naked smoothie.
Okay, so I think those are called naked juice.
Whatever. Naked juice.
So I got a naked smoothie, sounds like you stripped to no clothing and then walked up and said, hey, like, strawberry banana, please. You look like you're about to throw up right now. Just thinking about it.
Who's to say I didn't do that? Who knows what I did? I returned home, where I passed out again and proceeded to have dreams about numbers passing by and infinities. But the numbers were in no discernible sequence. Fast forward to Wednesday. Or was that Tuesday?
It was Wednesday.
Wednesday. I woke up feeling just fine. I did my thing, went to classes, met with friends for lunch, and I was sitting in music theory. And, I heard a joke for the first time in 2 days.
You lost your mind.
And I really just let it go. I lost my mind, and I realized at that moment, I'm just so happy to be out there. I'm so happy to be back out.
So happy to just be seeing people.
On this world, seeing people, talking to people, hearing them have fun. Doesn't matter if I'm having fun. I just want to hear others have fun. And then we had Thursday, which was fine. And here we are today. So with that, Charlie's going to read us a wonderful public service announcement about the joys of being out and about, seeing people, hearing laughs.
Honestly, this is my favorite PSA, and it rings more true than ever. We've read it probably twice this semester already, and we're going to read it again. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station. Walking the whole trip can be an old lot often really faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. That's a really healthy deal. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Nice.
So that definitely fits in. Fits in with the theme of the week, which is embrace your surroundings.
Yeah, embrace your surroundings.
Well, love what's around you. All right. Is another way of saying that. And, like what? I can't even say the sentence without laughing. Like what enrounds you is a third way of saying that. And that's probably my favorite way to say that one.
There's no greater sound on the planet Earth. No, well, that's not true. One of the great sounds in my life, speaking of your surroundings, is the sound of key of typing on my 12-inch 2016 MacBook.
Now, I would disagree because I think the sound of typing on my 12-inch 2016 MacBook sounds just a little bit better.
What color is yours?
Oh, mine's space gray.
Ah, mine's space gray.
You're kidding me.
quit yanking my chain.
I didn't know you had a space gray MacBook all this time. How come I never seen it?
Hey, nice computer, man.
Woo-hoo. Nice computer. Mind if I charge that with a frayed cable? Let me fry it. Actually, fun fact about the final steps of the... So Apple came back from the frayed MacBook Pro charger cable and said, no dice, my friend. Your computer is donezo. It turns out that they were sort of lying. Only the hard drive battery were donezo, and the MagSafe port, which they had actually replaced because for some reason. So John, enterprising as he is...
John McCann?
John Barrow. because the deal was, if the computer was fixed, it would be going to my mother. John, enterprising as he is, went and swapped out the hard drive for a solid state and got a new battery, installed that himself, and now MacBook Pro is in the hands of one Zach's mom.
Wait, John, enterprising as he is, wait, so he paid $600?
No, he got a hard drive. Did it himself.
So the hard drive in the computer was the only thing that was...
No, bad. It was like the hard drive and the battery and some other components.
So how much was it total for him to fix it?
I don't know. He did it himself. He didn't have to. At that point, it was out of my hands. The point is, the computer's now in the possession of my mother. Not in mine. Which is how it should go. But no, they did not do it through Apple and have to pay absurd amounts of money. So that's good.
That's good.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Why don't we play a game of Monopoly live on air?
Whoa. All right.
I will pay you $530,000 for, what's the purple one? Baltic Ave. Mediterranean Ave. That's my classic strategy. That's how I smoked you guys. That's how I smoked you and Jimmy.
Yeah, that's not how you smoked me. So for all the losing that I did when I played with Charlie and Jimmy at Monopoly, which was a lot of losing. I bought zero property over the course of the entire game, spent the entire first half of the game in jail. So for all the losing there, I steamrolled right over Charlie and Isabel.
Yeah, I mean, it's home court advantage.
Might be true. Might not be. We're going to look at 9 ways to roll a dice to simulate, except it's a die.
One last thing I like to introduce.
That's an advertisement. We're good. All right.
And here we have rolled 6. And here we have rolled a 3.
Whoa!
I've gone and rolled a nice cheeky 2 here.
What are you doing? So you can't just watch a movie. You can't watch a video. That's not some. It's not cool.
Yep, that's a 4.
This is the first time you've seen a video before. You look like you're. Play a dang song.
This video.
What is he just rolling dice?
As you can see, we've actually rolled a 6 there. think we rolled a four there.
It's just smashing a dice.
Three as well.
Why does this have so many downvotes? This is quite funny. We just watched a guy flush a dice down a toilet.
Dug it out of the sewers, and we can safely say that is a four. Goodness for that.
This isn't bad at all.
After many hours of searching, we trekked into a nearby wood and found that would actually hit a five. Yes.
There's one more.
That hit something. Don't know if you can see that, but in the next door neighbour's garden, there's the dice over there. And I've actually rolled a seven.
So that was a very good video. And a fun fact about that video is the username of the user.
Is you what's your Etsy username again?
Ron Meetingham.
Wrong. Look, you know that's not a real name. No one is called Meetingham. Hello.
Vote Meetingham. I'm so happy to be out and about. The username of the person who made that video was out and about. When you vote Meeting Ham for State Senate, you make a choice for meat and ham. Or really, you make a choice for meat in hams. So there's a lot of towns. There's Framingham, there's Stoneham, there's what's another town with a ham?
Stoneham. That was where I was born.
That's what I said. I said Stoneham. Eastham. Whatever. If you live in a town with a ham, you've been missing meat for far too long because you've been eating too much ham.
Now, vote Ron Meetingham and we'll have ham, cheese, we'll have bacon.
No ham.
What?
No ham. Oh. Ron Meetingham runs on no ham.
What's he eating?
He puts the meat where the ham was. Ron Meetingham for State Senate. I'm Ron Meetingham, and I approve this message.
You aren't Ron Meetingham. Speaking of that, when I was doing my really good rap or just kind of spoken word rhythmic song, I referred to our Lyft driver who went the wrong way. We tried to bamboozle him into thinking that I was Zach and he was Charlie.
Not that I was Charlie, but that the Lyft driver was Charlie. So this was a problem. It was the second day on the job, and he did a good job, and he was friendly, etc. I put in a plug because, you know, when Ron Meetingham goes out and about on the town, Ron Meetingham does try to meet his constituents. I was talking to the Lyft driver who we unsuccessfully tried to convince his name was Charlie, and I said, "My name is Ron Meetingham. I'm running for State Senate, and I would love to have your vote. I run on a platform of meat where there was ham, and no ham where there is ham." Which also is meat where there is ham. And vegetables where there are vegetables. I want to keep the vegetables where they are. I just want to move meat where there was ham. So no ham under Ron meeting ham. I know it's a little bit confusing because I've got meat and ham in the name, but it's actually meat.
Sorry, so you're still going on about this stupid thing. He just keeps saying the stuff about ham and the meeting guy and Ron or Don or Jerry.
No, not Gary. Don Meetingham. Stay away from Don Meetingham. Don, you got the wrong twin.
We got Ron and Don Meetingham.
Stay away from Don Meetingham. Don Meetingham shouldn't see the light of day for a very long time.
This message brought to you by Don Meetingham.
Woo! Don Meetingham is actually the... remember when there was the Market Basket evil corporate takeover?
No.
It was a couple
years. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah!
That was spearheaded by Don Meetingham.
Don Meetingham's a jerk.
Don Meetingham is a terrible guy. So much like the Demoulas family in charge of Market Baskets, the Meetinghams have a little bit of a family rift. And we don't like Don, but Ron Meetingham is Market Basket friendly as long as they get rid of Ham and replace it with meat. In Ham. If you do elect Ron Meetingham for state senate, I promise to one day run to be your governor. And as your governor, I promise to bring Lack Yarn on as my lieutenant governor. Together we will rule the state with an iron fist, and we will take all the meat and we'll replace it with ham. I'm a bit of a flip-flopper, because when you have a burger on the grill, what do? You flip it, you flop it. Because I like meat so much, I flip-flop, just like a burger.
Shut up. Play a song. I'm done with you.
You know how I feel.
Best Australian albums, BAA.
Talk to me slowly.
No, you did not. You singing a song.
You know.
I'm chopping his mic off.
How I feel when you talk to me quickly.
Remember that kid at the Toronto karaoke bar who couldn't, like, who was just, like, way too serious about singing? And you know what I feel. He was way too. He was way too into it. Yeah, anyways.
He was a trained singer, which is not cool at karaoke.
Not cool. All right. Moving right along. Let's play a song, for real.
Moving right along. Let's play a song. You know what I like.
And ding-a-dang-dong, ding-a-dang-dong.
Doop doop.
Okay, go.
I'm
turning. Just dead air. That's what you get.
That's what you get for falling in love.
Okay, go play a song.
Okay. Fine. I don't want to play music. I was born to make music, not play other people's music.
All right, go, please.
Okay, yeah, this is.
It's gone on for far too long.
This is fine.
Open and I can hold you with the joy of knowing there is no other. Fear will slip away and I can know that finally love is something I'll know. Always have the tendency to believe, hiding from the truth could maybe set you free. After you dance that Hollywood mingle, surrender yourself to the dream. I know you and me are not so much. I know you and me can make it fly. By the shadow, sweetening the
last when night,
we grow together, drinking all the TV below.
0 hour.
I can never shade you, know you will see all the dark and loud and slow, you will be.
And I'm gonna be high.
earth so much. I miss my wife. Such a tired flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am. Touchdown, bring me round again and find I'm not the man they think I am. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning on this fuse out here alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise a kid. It's cold as hell.
You make a vote for Ron Meetingham. You make a vote for me.
It's him. And all this silence, I don't understand. It's just a job. 5 days. Touchdown rings me around again. Fire. I'm not the man they think I am. Oh no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
You've been listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the end of our show. Hope you have a great Friday.
But it's the start of Ron Meetingham's career.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's, oh wow. Okay.
Ron Meetingham is going to go canvassing in his
Jurassic Park. I'm done with this. That's the applause. Okay. It's been a great Friday. I hope your Fridays is better than our show.
So if you're voting Ron Meetingham...
Stop saying wrong meeting. It's Ron, not even that funny.
Ron Meetingham.
It's the wrong meeting. Ron Meetingham is the wrong Meetingham. All right.
That's exactly what Don would put you up to say.
I hate Don Meetingham. All right. Have a great Friday. Again, this has been WMFO in Medford.
Downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket. Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.